Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Being on the receiving end of a pagan.
It was our hopes and dreams for the day, and that was Craig's earlier.
I don't remember that one.
Here do I.
Got an email.
I just typed in pagan. That was one of them. Sorry. That showed up to... I could have picked something else, but I saw your
name. You really couldn't.
Guy calls himself a flick meatwood. Apparently he's a movie buff.
Flick Meatwood. I love that. That is the best name.
And in response
Flick
to your
Meatwood.
John Wick conversation
John
yesterday.
John Wick 2.
Yeah.
Chapter 2.
He says the John Woo film, hard-boiled, old-school, rogue cop action flick with a body count of 307. The protagonist easily tallies most of these kills during some very acrobatic dual-wielding gunfights.
That's exactly what the Wick is.
Yep.
Yeah, this is based a lot on that. It's an Asian company that produces these John Wick things. I've seen it.
Not a long film. Shut your brain off. Grab a beer. Man.
That's what I like about John Wick. Both of them.
Watch the
Plus,
bodies.
I like
pile
Keanu
up.
Reeves. He's the best, worst actor ever. He's just cool. You know.
I saw him on the sidelines of a Husker football game when USC was in town.
Oh, that's right.
Do,
yeah,
like, this,
he was here.
Yeah,
were you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Richard's brother at the time was doing this like security thing. Where
I remember that USC game. Huskers were all excited and they got their ass kicked.
Killed.
Yeah.
Killed.
I was at a party with a bunch of Husker fans. It was the best.
Yeah, I got to follow
around. That was the big deal. That was when they were going to finally turn the corner.
That was the big opportunity.
And USC said no.
It was like the first play. They ran 60 yards. Like, this is going to be a long night.
Yeah, it was.
But I got to follow around the mobile ABC camera guy, and he was on the sidelines. And
okay.
The USC sideline had a bunch of celebrities.
Yeah, I heard Keanu Reeves was there, right?
Yeah. And Will Ferrell was there, too.
I was going to say, Will Ferrell's a regular on the sidelines at USC.
At one point, the camera guy was getting a shot of Will Ferrell, and he, like, asked Keanu Reeves to step back.
Really?
Out of the shot.
Not knowing who he was?
I think he probably knew.
Oh, man.
I don't know. He's like, do you mind stepping back? You count it. I don't even think he preferred to not be in the shot.
He whatever.
I'm the lead singer of Dog Star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's got $1 zillion. Good for him.
Yeah. He's a charitable dude, too.
Yeah, yeah. He's actually a real good dude, man. Who's had a lot of personal crap in his life, too. You know?
God, I caught
Sister
speed.
Died or
I
something like that.
I caught Speed on AMC the other night.
Oh, yeah.
And that was one of those, it was one of those moments where you go, oh, wow, this is a 20-year-old movie now.
Yeah.
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 This is like, whoa.
Yeah, pre-cell phone.
Mm-mm. Yeah, pre-cell phone movies are weird anymore. Yeah, pre-cell phone movies are weird anymore. Even cell phones that are flip phones. I was watching an old cop movie from 05. Old cop movie, 12 years. And it was Colin Farrell and Ed Norton. And they're actually on flip phones. And I'm looking around. I'm thinking, iPhone wasn't around. It's only 10 years old.
Yeah. Everybody's using them to call people. There's
right.
no texting.
They're calling each other, right?
What did I watch the other day that didn't have any cell phones in it?
And that's weird when flip phones are old.
Yeah. Oh, it was The Unforgiven.
No phones in that? Yeah.
No phones.
It took place, what, in 1850?
Something
that's probably
like that.
The reason.
Yeah.
I noticed that when I was watching Tombstone, too.
No phone.
No phone.
Just call somebody.
No semi-automatic weapons.
No.
Just revolvers and shotguns and rifles.
Yeah. Would it completely change? I've read stuff about it. Like Seinfeld couldn't have even happened if there would have been cell phones. So all the situations they were in. Stuff,
oh, yeah. No, they would have called each other, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
it would have changed that completely.
That's exactly true.
Right. Yeah. They would have said, well, why don't you just call on the cell phone?
Yeah. We're talking to, speaking of TV shows,
cell phone
HBO's
destroyed.
Ballers.
Yeah.
We're talking to Rob Corddry here shortly.
Many comic premises.
And Pauly Shore later on.
Yeah. I thought Pauly Shore died the other day.
Really?
I guess followed Joey Diaz on Twitter.
Yeah.
He put like R.I.P. Pauly Shore, but I think he just got him so high that he was like, Pauly's dead. I was like, oh, what?
Well,
but it wasn't trending. It was just on like Joey Diaz.
When we talked to Pauly, we'll ask
about
that.
Somebody called me about that earlier this morning, said he was on his podcast and Joey gave him one of those Death Star things he was talking about when he was here. Like
wow.
The 250 milligram.
So Joey Diaz did Pauly's podcast and Pauly got high.
I think it might have been vice versa. I think
Pauly
might have been. I don't know.
Well, we'll talk to Pauly.
Somebody was on somebody's podcast, and they both got way high.
Well, Joey can handle
those.
We're
going to find it out here in about 20 minutes.
Yeah. And the Death Star, I believe, is 1,000 milligrams.
Whatever.
That's insane.
It's
insane.
It really is.
Ugh. I don't eat the one candy. Eating it, I don't like the out of control.
Nick's out of control this week at the Funny Bone.
He'll be real wacky.
Right. He's opening up for Jimmy Pardo, who's going to be here about Friday. Jimmy Pardo starts on Friday.
I think one or two people in this room have shared a Chiba Chew with me. Mm-hmm. Those are only 10 milligrams, so that'd be like eating 100 of those.
It's crazy.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And Diaz, he'll just line them up and pop up and... He's just like, here we go. He's got some music in the background, and he's bobbing his head and stuff.
He doesn't drink either,
don't take
man.
Any crap from anybody today.
I know. He's crazy, man.
Getting annihilated.
I think he's coming back here, too.
Nice. Greg?
Born on this date, however dead now, Charlie Murphy.
Man, Charlie's been in the studio, too.
A couple times. Last year? A couple years ago?
No, 2 months ago.
Just earlier this year.
Yeah. This year he died.
Yeah, this spring.
All right.
Yeah, he was born on this date. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He had leukemia or something, right? Was some sort of cancer he fought? Right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And it was also on this date in 1979. I don't know if Petey mentioned this on this date.
Mm-hmm.
Disco Demolition.
Oh, at Comiskey with the... Steve Dahl, right?
Yep, and Gary Meyer. The event was supposed to involve blowing up disco records. This was in 1979.
I remember.
The event was supposed to involve blowing up disco records between baseball games at a White Sox doubleheader, but it ended in a near riot. Fans were asked to bring unwanted disco albums to the stadium. And
I just thought it was kind of weird because, you know, I was a rock guy, but I liked some disco music back in the day. I'll be honest with you, I did, and especially in that time period. I was more of a rock guy. If you don't like music, you just don't listen to it. So I just didn't get the anger.
There was anger, though.
I know. It was total anger. I remember guys wearing shirts that said disco sucks. Just don't listen to it. By the way, rock and roll was still huge back then.
But you didn't have a choice.
Well, on Top 40 radio, you didn't. But rock stations all over the country played rock music. And your car had rock music.
That was the early days,
and your house
though.
Had rock music.
That was the early days
I understand
of FM.
I understand it took over, but I don't like rap, and it's everywhere. I just don't listen to it.
But there's more choices.
I'm not going to blow up rap albums.
Yeah, there's more choices
You
now.
Didn't have as many choices.
Oh, you could avoid disco music if you had to.
Oh, no. It was tough.
No.
It was really tough. So I understand the people's hatred.
The fans got a hand by throwing and later burning the albums. The crowd swarmed onto the field, forced Chicago to cancel the second game and forfeit to the Detroit Tigers.
Right.
Somebody had to lose their job over there. The promotions guy.
Yeah.
What if we blow up a bunch of records in between games and the doubleheader?
Yeah, it was stupid. People went nuts.
Yeah, sometimes kids put out a disco album.
Yeah, they basically. Did. Yeah, they did. Yeah, basically.
If you're a radio guy, that's a feather in your cap. You caused the second game of a major league doubleheader
that's before syndication. That show was never syndicated, but Steve Dahl became nationally famous because of that.
Absolutely.
The highest paid country music star.
Is paid too much.
For the third year in a row is Garth Brooks.
Because he's back at it now,
because
right?
he's selling out stadiums
for
3 years in a row. Earned $20 million, almost $20 million more than the runner-up, Kenny Chesney. Luke Bryan at number three. Garth Brooks bringing in $60 million. Kenny and Luke bringing in $42 million apiece, followed by Dolly at $37 million.
Dolly's still cranking it in, huh?
Yeah. And then Florida Georgia Line. Does that count?
No. I've heard people that even like country music go, what's wrong with what are these guys?
Well, but I don't like the idea.
What do they do?
I have a hard time. I mean, I understand that you have to do this, but I really have a hard time with putting individuals up against groups.
It's just two dudes.
Still.
Yeah. They wish there were more dudes. They're nothing without Nelly.
All right.
There you go. Yeah. Then it goes Toby Keith, Jason Aldean, Blake Shelton, Keith Urban, Zach Brown, Eric Church.
How about just shoot
At least we've heard of all of them.
Yeah, doesn't mean I'm listening to any of it. Yeah.
No, but you've at least heard of them.
Oh, yeah. But once again, you can't avoid it. I can avoid their music, though.
No, I can.
But it's everywhere.
Imagine my disappointment when I found out the other night I'm going to L.A. the weekend of September 22nd or something like that, and I'm going to miss the Tug McGraw and Faith Hill show.
Yeah, I saw the previews. We were sitting in the suites there at the CenturyLink. I want to thank our buddies there for hooking us up to see Queen. And they're showing the previews of shows coming up, and it just shows those two just kissing, sucking face in the video. It's just like, shut up. My wife said, she didn't like that music. I said, the point, she goes, I don't want to see that. It was like, oh, so we tour together. That's so people come see Faith Hill. That's why. Honey, you want a crowd? You want a crowd? I better tour with you.
Yeah, my wife wants to go to that show.
Well, good for her.
Yeah, that's what I said. Have fun. Yeah.
Have fun. Right.
So here you go.
Right. Well, we looked at tickets, and I'm like, I might go just to be like, oh, hey, you like this, whatever. But I'm not paying whatever it costs to get in.
Yeah. Just to make comic observations. It's not worth it.
When we went to see, I went to see Garth Brooks with them, too, because they're like, dude, and I'm like, I couldn't sit. I was like, there was a time where I couldn't sit next to her because I'm just like, this is blah, 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 blah. I'm like, stop ruining my night. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that would have been horrible.
Garth Brooks, he earns his money. That dude, he'll do two arena shows in a night. That's
I know
crazy.
He does. He does an early show for the old crowd.
Yeah. That's so insane.
I don't know. Don't have enough cowboy hats for me.
That is so Branson. Right. He puts on a show at 5.
It is. Yeah. It is.
The thunder rolls.
And again at 7.
Yeah.
The thunder rolls twice today.
His wife's with him, too.
Yeah, because nobody wants to see her either.
Right.
You know?
He calls her Miss Yearwood. It's very off-putting.
Ugh.
That
Gross.
Is weird.
And she sings songs, which is also not that great.
I think he ropes her, too, on a little bit, because she's a big one. Sorry. At least Faith Hill's really hot. Really hot.
He does the cattle tie.
She runs on.
Throws her on her back, ties up her arms and legs.
There you go. I'm going to rope Miss Yearwood here. Check it out.
That's his next single.
Roping Miss Yearwood.
Hog tying Miss Yearwood.
Hey, like what you like. We're still going to make fun of it. That's what we do.
Actor Shia LaBeouf in trouble with the law again.
I clicked on this story. It said, the headline just said, actors profanely laced rant to cop. So I'm, I'll click it on. And I just saw it was him. I didn't watch it. I don't care.
Oh, where'd they catch it on the cop's body cam or something?
Probably. But
yeah. Yeah. He got busted in Savannah, Georgia. He's making a movie.
What happened to Cordry? Blowing us off?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
Making a movie there. He got drunk. Cops didn't appreciate it. Started talking to him. And then he freaked out on him and, you know, just started saying horrible things. We have a bit of it if you want to hear it.
Is it radio safe?
This is because there's a lot of bleeps.
Let's hear it.
Because you're a f***ing bitch to the end of your days, and you live that legacy. That's what you signed up for, bitch made whore.
Bitch whore?
He's talking to a cop.
Whoa. I'll blow you up. You're a bitch, though. So you got your s*** and you do nothing.
Actually, just sounds sad to me. Is he? What's wrong with him?
He's drunk.
Oh.
He's Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, but I mean, that's... Dude's ruining his career, man. And
he's
his life.
He's making a movie in Savannah.
Doesn't mean it's a big movie anymore.
Exactly.
You know, that dude was a star.
Yeah.
And a pretty good actor, too.
Who's ever had a big assist in their career from...
calling a cop a bitch?
Yeah. Getting cursed. Cursing out a cop.
You don't do that.
Yeah, Tupac, maybe.
Mel?
No. Not even rap guys. Get street cred from something like that.
Well, yeah, they do.
Not that I can recall.
From getting shot by a cop. That's when the street
cred. Like early 90s, maybe.
But... Yeah, maybe the 90s. Not now, right?
Yeah, he should go back to... Didn't he just have a paper bag over his head at like an art installation or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a different deal.
Yeah.
Like apparently on this deal, early Saturday morning, he approached someone for a cigarette. The person said no. He started swearing in front of women and children, told to leave, refused, became aggressive. ran to a nearby hotel, arrested in the lobby.
Yeah, who doesn't give you a cigarette. Smokers are supposed to be a friendly community.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Smile and me. But we don't know.
He's not talking to a cop there.
Or
he's talking to his wife.
He was talking to a smoker.
Oh, yeah, that might be a problem.
You don't know. The guy's drunk.
Yeah.
He might just be walking around asking everybody for a damn cigarette.
Yeah, but didn't Mel throw out the old sugar teas line to a cop?
Hey, sugar teas.
Yes. Yeah.
And then he dropped the Jews are ruining Hollywood or something like that.
Yeah, we don't have audio of it, but he certainly did it. That story came out.
He did. But Mel is exponentially more talented than Shia LaBeouf, and he still brings in a lot of money, and they forgave him. He's a nut job, but they forgave him.
Right, because he brings in a lot of money.
Because he'll sit front side of the Oscars. They still make fun of him. He just smiles. Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Yeah. And in the back of his mind, he's like, hate all you Jews.
Exactly. In the back of his mind, he's still a Jew-hating idiot.
I saw him in the trailer for Daddy's Home 2 with Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg.
Is he in that?
They're making another one.
And
Mel Gibson plays like Mark Wahlberg's dad.
Oh, that's perfect.
And John Lithgow is Will Ferrell's
dad.
Oh,
I get it. So that's perfect.
They bring the grandpas in.
Oh, that'll work. Because Gibson will be just a prick.
Yeah,
you know?
he's the hardcore
grandpa. I like Mel Gibson acting. I mean, he's got some problems, obviously. But
Daddy's Home is one of two movies recently that they figured out was made with stolen Malaysian drug money.
Really?
And they're trying to get money back out of it.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
What? Yeah. How do you do that?
I mean, the backer had. That's where the backer's money came from?
Yeah.
Got it.
An ex-Spanish teacher, Catherine Pappas, pleaded guilty to having sex with a male high school student in Maryland and was sentenced to 3 years in jail. She was also sentenced.
Is she Hispanic?
Yeah.
Is she hot?
She's all right, yeah. She was sentenced Monday to 5 years probation for sex offenders.
Put her up.
And after her release, after pleading guilty to three counts of fourth-degree sex offense last month, according to the Baltimore Sun. She's 25 years old. She now has to register as a sex offender for 15 years.
What's her name again?
Pappas, P-A-P-P-A-S, E. Catherine is how you would spell it.
Yeah, we need a palate cleanser on our Twitter and Facebook, since the last photo is the P. Dowson chick from Pennsylvania.
Oh.
She's brutal.
Yes.
Is that a mustache or just a scab on it?
Yes.
What would you hope for?
You know? You know what? I don't know. Probably a mustache over a scab.
Police started investigating Ms. Pappas after a video showing her and the 16-year-old engaged in sexual acts circulated the school. She taught at the high school for about a month.
Wow. She couldn't even make it 2 months before she tore her pants off.
The victim told cops that she told him to leave the school
twice
during school hours
and
recorded one of their sexual encounters at his home.
Don't say the victim. How old was the dude again?
15, maybe.
Yeah. He can handle that.
Be that as it may, his dad said that the incidents deeply affected his son in profound ways and did not allow him to return to the school afterward. He said this has been extremely confusing to him.
Well, here's the problem. I have read this before about some of these teenage guys, that they get their heart broken. But then I think, well, we all did. You know what I mean? Everybody gets their heart broken.
Yep.
Right. No matter if it's a 25-year-old English teacher or just a girl your age, somebody's going to step on your heart someday.
Yep.
I don't really feel sorry for him then either. It'll happen again.
He likely would have fallen in love with the first chick he banged anyway.
No matter what. Right. So I'm not really buying that.
Frequent occurrence.
Yeah. All right. Pauly Shore, we get back, right? That's happening, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Cool. Come on back. Nick Allen with us.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.